Okay, I think it's time to hear the more conventional version of the story of Philip and the Ethiopian. Carol is going to read to us today.
As for Philip, an angel of the Lord said to him, "Go south down the desert road that runs from Jerusalem to Gaza." So he did, and he met the treasurer of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under the queen of Ethiopia. The eunuch had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and he was now returning. Seated in his carriage, he was reading aloud from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Holy Spirit said to Philip, "Go over and walk beside the carriage." Philip ran over and heard the man reading from the prophet Isaiah. So he asked, "Do you understand what you're reading?" The man replied, "How can I, when there is no one to instruct me?" And he begged Philip to come up into the carriage and sit with him. The passage of scripture he had been reading was this: "He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb silent before the shearers, he did not open his mouth. He was humiliated and received no justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth." The eunuch asked Philip, "Was Isaiah talking about himself or someone else?" So Philip began with the same scripture and then used many others to tell him about the good news about Jesus. As they rode along, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, there's some water. Why can't I be baptized?" "You can," Philip answered, "if you believe with all your heart." And the eunuch replied, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." He ordered the carriage to stop, and then they went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord had caught Philip away. The eunuch never saw him again, but went on his way rejoicing. Meanwhile, Philip found himself farther north, at the city of Azotus. He preached the word of the good news there and in every city along the way until he came to Caesarea. This is the word of the Lord.
We'll look at that passage a bit more tonight. That is a very important piece of scripture in terms of the way that the early church grew and how it started off in one place and had to expand. And there's a lot of detail in that story that matters. But I want to just zoom in on one or two bits this morning. There's that great moment where the Ethiopian says to Philip, "Well, here's some water. What's to prevent me from being baptized?" Now, we know straight away that the early church didn't hang around in terms of baptizing people. They didn't spend years sort of preparing people. But Philip had done some work with this man, preparing him for baptism. He had come alongside him. It says that he had taken this man through many scriptures, that he had explained to him the good news about Jesus. Jesus died, that Jesus rose again, and that in his resurrection there is new life for everybody. And by the time they had finished this conversation, this man was in the position where he was ready to say, "Yes, I am being baptized." So if you say, "I want to be baptized," we do have questions that we want to ask you. There are questions that in a few moments we're going to ask Mariam as she stands in the pool. We want to be sure that you understand what those questions mean and what's going to happen as a result of them within your life. But this man says, "Well, is there any reason why I can't be baptized?" You know, sometimes people come up with bad reasons for not being baptized. I mean, here's one bad reason. I don't know enough. Let me tell you something. I can sit down with you, and in one meeting, I can tell you everything that you need to know about being baptized. You don't need to know the Bible off by heart. Now, we like to give a bit of time to make sure that people have been able to think about it properly, to make sure that we're not rushing into something that we don't fully appreciate. But you don't need to go off and do a degree in Bible study or whatever to get baptized. This man, he hears the gospel, he understands it, and he says, yes, count me in. And he's looking to Philip and he's saying, is there any reason why not? Now, tonight around communion, we'll look at some of the reasons that this man might have thought he couldn't have been baptized. But Philip knows that it's time, that he is ready. Another bad reason for not wanting to be baptized, I'm not good enough. This is the most rubbish reason ever for not wanting to be baptized. Because the fact that you are not good enough is the reason that you need to be baptized. You know, when the Apostle Paul was baptized, there was a man, a Christian believer called Ananias, came to Paul and he said to him, Paul, what are you waiting for? You know, believe, be baptized, get all your sins washed away. If we wait until we're good enough before we get baptized, we will always be waiting. There will always be something in your life that God needs to deal with. So please, let's accept we're never good enough. We never match up to Jesus. But that's not the point. The point isn't that God has set some sort of entrance exam that we have to get in. The point is, here is Jesus, and he's saying to us, I'm your Savior. We sang that song earlier about Jesus being mighty to save. And we come to be baptized believing that he is strong and mighty to save us and to take our lives and to make them into something new. You know, I've had a number of conversations recently, not necessarily with people from this church, and people have been saying to me things like this. They've been saying, God could never forgive me. Yes, God can forgive you. I don't care what you've done. And here's the thing, God doesn't care what you've done. There is forgiveness freely offered to everybody. God forgave a man like the Apostle Paul, who had been hounding Christians to their death. But when he turned, God said, yes, here I am. And God accepted him and he was baptized. Another bad reason not to be baptized, I feel like I'm an outsider. The Ethiopian man had lots of reasons that he could have thought he was an outsider. He'd just been to a festival where the message would have been given to him again and again, you're not really one of us. And often today people think, well, I'm an outsider. I'm not really part of the church. It's somewhere where I don't really fit. And whenever the church gives that impression to anybody, we deeply need to apologize where that is what we've done. Sometimes people think this way because we have made them think that way. But the great news is, here is a man in that story that we heard told in two different ways. And he was a man who didn't fit. He was a man who would have thought, maybe there are reasons why I can't be baptized. Maybe I'm just not the right sort of person. But Philip sees no reason why he should not be baptized. Another bad reason not to be baptized. Oh, I need to work at this. I need to practice being a Christian for a while. What's the point of that? Baptism is about beginnings. Now, I know wonderful stories of people who've been Christians for year after year after year, And then they actually realize that this is what God wants them to do. And that's fantastic. But if you are going to say, well, I'm going to practice, I'm going to sort this bit of my life out first, I'm going to sort this bit out, there's this bit I need to deal with, it's going to go wrong. What we're doing in baptism is we're putting our trust in God. And we're saying to God, God, you take control of my life. And my final bad reason for not getting baptized is when you just don't realize what an incredible deal this is. And I suspect that when people don't, this is so often the reason. This is about Jesus, the man that Ethiopian man was reading about, that he didn't understand. And he came to realize, Jesus died for me. Jesus died for me so that I can have new life. Jesus died to save the whole creation. And he's calling me to be part of it. Jesus loves me. Jesus cares for me. Jesus is inviting me to place my life into his hands. And today, if you've already been baptized, I invite you to place your life into the hands of Jesus again. Remember perhaps what you thought at your baptism, that this is the best deal ever. The end of the old life, the beginning of the new. And if not, well, if you haven't been baptized yet, well, why not? What's the reason? Can we talk about that at the end of the service? If you want to talk about baptism, talk to me. Talk to somebody who you know and trust, and we can get the pool open again for you. And you can celebrate your new life in Christ with us.